Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. What a phenomenal call we have lined up for you guys tonight. A dynamic speaker, somebody I'm really looking forward to. But before we get started, I just want to remind everyone of, you know, what an incredible opportunity we have with Legal Shield, and what an incredible membership we get to offer, and to be able to empower people's lives with this tremendous opportunity. And, you know, and along those same mindset, whether you're just getting started in a business, you're working the business on a very limited part-time basis, or you're full-fledged all in like me and my family are, you know, we need to treat this like a million-dollar a year opportunity or a multi-million-dollar a year opportunity. And as such, you know, try to conduct ourselves that way at all times, whether it be, you know, when we're out in the field communicating with people, or we're introducing them to a video, or we're inviting somebody out to a meeting, or we're on a conference call. You know, you need, you know, treat this as a business, treat this as a professional manner. And when I say that, I wouldn't want to, you know, I wouldn't be sitting in a boardroom trying to negotiate, a six-figure deal with someone with my children yelling and screaming, you know, in the next room. So, you know, I really would just encourage everybody at all times to treat this like a business. Yes, we want to have fun. Yes, we want to be exciting. But, you know, we got to treat it like a business and then pay us like a business. And with that being said, I'd like to jump straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a millionaire club member, a platinum executive director, a six-figure income earner, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am. Thank you very much, Jeremy. Merry Christmas to everyone. But before we get to tonight's special guest speaker, which I'm also very excited to hear, I want to go to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and to Mr. Nick Fowler. Nick is actually a manager. He's a certified meeting holder. He's been an associate now for 4 years, but he's only been actively working the business for about the past 18 months. Mr. Fowler is the newest associate on our More Success team to qualify for a brand new BMW with the Performance Club. Mr. Fowler, are you on the call?
Yes, Randy, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
I can, Nick. Congratulations on that new BMW. Why don't you just tell everyone a little bit about yourself and what it's like driving a new car?
Well, thanks so much, Randy, and Merry Christmas to everyone. You know, when it really comes down to it, I really need to give some credit to everyone that's helped me along the way. You know, first of all, I can't thank my father, Jeff Fowler, enough. You know, if it weren't for him, not only would I not be here, but I wouldn't be here in this business. He's the one that introduced me to Legal Shield, and, you know, then, of course, there's Robert Johnson, Herman Lillett, all my workout partners, Camille Williams, my team. Luke Gordon has just been on fire lately, setting appointments like crazy. And then, of course, there's my beautiful wife, Hannah. And she's been so supportive and so encouraging along the entire way. I can't thank her enough. You know, I can actually remember about a year and a half ago saying, man, Hannah, I don't want to go to the briefing. I don't have a guess. I haven't sold anything this month. And Hannah was the one that really just encouraged me, and she wouldn't let me not go to the briefing. She always encouraged me and always reminded me of how inspired I would be whenever I came home from the briefing, and how I would always pick up at least one nugget of information that would help me along the way. And you know, when it comes down to the BMW, you know, anyone that knows me on a personal level knows that I like to save money. I like to be frugal and invest money rather than spend it on flashy things. So when it came to making the decision about the BMW, I really wasn't looking for a flashy car. But the way I looked at it was like a dividend investment. Because tell me another stock that pays a $200 monthly dividend. You know, most stocks are going to be paying quarterly, semi-annually, and they're not paying $200 monthly on a dividend, if at that. So, you know, I've been in the Performance Club for about 15 months now, and, you know, really I started looking back, man, I've already missed out on 3 months of that extra $200. So that's when we decided to go ahead and get that BMW. And now I know why people like to drive them, because, man, they are sweet. But Randy, I just want to say thank you for inviting me on the call. And I encourage everyone out there to get in the Performance Club, stay plugged in, and use your leadership. You know, if it weren't for my upline, Damian Sheever, I don't know what I'd do without him. But he's made a huge difference in my business over just the past month, and it's just been exponential. So I encourage everyone to get in the Performance Club, get their BMW, and figure out how comfortable they are. So, again, thank you, Randy. I'm turning it back over to you.
Well, that's a very Merry Christmas to you, Nick, and your family. Congratulations on the new BMW. Well-deserved on your part. You're a true leader up in the Tulsa market. We appreciate you very, very much. And keep up the good work, okay? All right, ladies and gentlemen, now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker. I want to go back to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner, a Platinum 5 executive director who continues to lead our More Success team now for over 30 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on the call?
I am, Randy. I'm highly excited about this next speaker. But before I introduce him, Randy, I want to say thank you to the people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Frank Lindsay and I went down last Thursday night, had a meeting with them, and we just had an absolutely fantastic day. If you've never seen old Doc dressed as Santa Claus, folks, you got to see him. If ever was a Santa Claus, it is Doc. He's a great guy. He's absolutely fantastic as a Santa Claus. Saying all that, we want to remember now the first of the year, the membership's going to go up. We got from now then to sell the membership just like we've always sold it. We also can tell those people that it will stay that price, even though there'll be an upgrade. What we don't know is how much yet, but we'll be up a fraction at least. But listen, why not take the rest of the few days we got left, sell every membership we can, use that to tell people I'm here right now so we can save you money for years and years and years to come. Great time to recruit, great time to market memberships, great time just to pick up the phone and tell your associates how much you appreciate them, a great time just to be thankful for God for the things we've had this last year. You know, Christmas, what it's all about is Christ's birthday. We don't know exactly what day that is. It doesn't matter. We do know he's God's son. We do know he come. And saying all of that, I want you to know I love you. I appreciate each one of you. And I was on the phone this weekend with Tony Barkley's team, and I'm telling you, those guys had a party. They had a great thing. And saying all that, you know, Tony, Sharice Barkley, some of my very favorite people, executive directors down in the South Carolina, the Georgia area down, doing a fantastic job. I mean, Randy, they've been having meetings where there'd be as many guests as there was associates, and that's just untold of. So saying all of that, a great leader in any area, that area or any other area, great addition to the Moore Success team, my friend, Mr. Tony Barkley.
Good evening, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay, sir?
You're loud and clear, Tony.
Well, thanks so much for those kind words. For those who don't know my complexion, if you will, you're making me blush, and although I'm nice and brown, I don't even know how that's possible, and I appreciate it, man. That means a lot to me. Well, listen, family, listen, again, Mr. Moore, on behalf of our family and the team here in South Carolina and Georgia, we especially want to thank you for your unmatched leadership, not just you, but Jeremy and Randy as well throughout 2013. And as such, you know, this won't be a long call. I'm certain a lot of folks on the call have gifts to shop for and gifts to wrap up and, you know, family prepare for this holiday. But, again, likewise, before I get started, I want to say Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. You know, Mr. Moore, during this past year, we've obviously had some incredible trainers during the year on this call. I mean, you had people from corporate office like the Alan Fernley, our chief commercial officer and president. You've had you've had Miss Linda Bolden, Nick Serba, Adams Garner. You had Kim Melia, Harriet Pinson. And I shouldn't start naming folks because I miss some folks. But at the end of the day, you had some incredible trainers. And then I think the kickoff, the beginning of the year, as you announced a couple weeks ago, you're going to have our founder and our leader, Mr. Stonecipher, as the guest speaker.
I reconfirmed that yesterday. So only Mr. Stonecipher will, Kathy Pinson will be next week. The first of the year will be Mr. Harlan Stonecipher. And then, of course, our group trainer will be Mr. Jimmy Parrish. We're lined up. We've got number 214 all set to go. And I'm sorry for interrupting you, but you brought out something in when you said Mr. Stonecipher. It always is a favorite of mine.
Well, you're right, Mr. Moore, and I'm just humbled for that opportunity and honor to be amongst those great leaders. And I was thinking when you gave me a call a week or two ago and asked that I be the speaker on this call, I was wondering what exactly could I possibly say or add to this great, you know, lineup of leaders and what they trained throughout the year. Well, I hung up the phone and, you know, I'm sitting in my office looking at my walls like, what do I do now? And I glanced at a picture frame that I have up in my office, and it has one of the favorite scriptures of all time of mine. And I said to myself, that's it. And the subject of today's training will not be technical oriented, if will. It's just in the mindset. And the subject of today's training is chosen to crusade, or crusade to success. So this frame, this picture, one of my favorite scriptures, Isaiah 61:1. And just listen for a second. We're not going to preach anything, but it says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. So in a sense, the Lord has chosen me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me, and everyone could identify with this themselves, I assume, but he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prisons to those who are bound. Well, right next to that frame was another frame of mine, a great quote by Andrew Carnegie, one of the first multimillionaires, a steel magnate. He has 8 laws of success, and his law number 5 is the law of compensation. And what he says, Mr. Moore, he says, every man gravitates to where he belongs in life just as surely as water seeks and finds its level. He goes on to say that your position is measured precisely by the quality and quantity of the service you render and the mental capacity in which you relate to others. Well, that's pretty awesome, I would think. And so I thought that's the bottom line. This whole business, everything we do, really starts with the crusades. And it has to continue with the crusade before this thing starts paying out real time for our families. Well, I'm a believer. I know there's a lot of folks in the call who's a believer. I know the Moore family are believers. And here's what I believe. I believe the greatest crusader of all time was and still is Jesus Christ. He was born to crusade. He died for a crusade. And on Wednesday, we get to celebrate his birth. So think about this now. A couple years ago, people used to wear these bracelets that said WWJD. You remember what that stood for, Mr. Moore? What would Jesus do? You remember that? Well, I think today if he would be a crusader, if he was an associate. So today, any guest that comes to our meetings as and goes on to become an associate on our team, their very first piece of recognition they receive is to wear this really incredible blue and orange bracelet that Mr. Moore passes out. And on the bracelet, it says faith, family, and finances. And I believe that's what the crusade is all about. So here's a couple chronological events that could show you how the crusade is important and how it could pay off. You know, during the end of 1998, and early 99, I lost my job. Some of you guys on the call know this story, but just hear me out. And then after losing my job, I lost my house. Then I lost a car. They couldn't find the other one. I became homeless, sleeping in that. And it was a tough time. Someone prospected me to attend one of the meetings, just like someone prospected you all on this call. Well, I joined on the spot back then. It was a no-brainer. I needed to earn some income, and I needed to earn some income fast. But the bottom line is I struggled for a couple years while I was trying to learn my craft, how to invite, how to prospect, how to overcome objections, how to invite, how to close. Then in 2002, I moved to a brand-new city and state. I didn't know a soul, but I made the conscious decision that instead of being a seller, I would become a crusader. You know, Mr. Moore would say, become a problem solver. Well, at the end of the day, in this brand new city and state, I decided with this other company that I was a part of to fight against poverty, to help eradicate financial illiteracy with bad investments, mortgages, investments that people were dealing with. And, you know, something amazing, something really amazing happened, family. I started making money. January to February of that year, believe it or not, I made $50,000 in income. Then from February to July the 4th, I went over $100,000 in income. 2003, 200,000, the year after that, 380,000. And man, things were really looking nice. You know, I promoted vice presidents, it was all over the company, it was good, and then the wheels started to fall off. And I think some of you on the call could identify with that right now. You may have started doing well, you may have hit Performance Club, you may have got promoted to executive director and fell back. And I think that, like myself, it may be the same situation with you. You stopped becoming a crusader. See, I stopped becoming a crusader back then, and I went into management. See, Jeremy, I stopped fighting for the little person. See, every day you and your wife, Stephanie, are out there fighting for the little person. See, I stopped personally recruiting and training people. I stopped selling their services. All I did, I went full-time into management, just managing people, and that really wasn't fun. So in 2008, I sold my block of business. I started my coaching company. I was back to coaching, training, and giving solutions. Life was good. But something was missing. So I was missing the thing that Mr. Moore craves. I was missing something that gets him up every day. I was missing something that gets him fired up, turned on, and motivated. See, I was missing the teamwork, the camaraderie, the challenge, the crusade, fighting for a cause. Well, then you know what I did. I signed up with Wakefield. I decided to get back in the game. But see, back at what I was great at doing, network marketing. So for over 2 years, I couldn't figure out why the heck I wasn't hitting this $100,000 ring. Why didn't I hit platinum? You know, I got sick of talking to Mr. Jeremy and Mr. Moore, and they're like, look, we believe in you. What's going on? You need to get going. And then something, you know, I hit Performance Club. Yeah, I got the car bonus. Yeah, we produced and developed some directors. I attend all the trainings and all the PBRs and all the meetings and all the conference calls, but something was missing. Mr. Moore, I believe I just stopped focusing on the crusade. I thought I could just apply what I knew about the industry. And you're probably wondering on the call, well, what does this have to do with me? I think that if we're all real with each other and behind closed doors, if you're real with yourself, you probably could identify with this. See, I knew about the industry. I knew what to do with the industry. But see, when I got involved with Legal Shield, like some of you, I was just cruising and not crusading. See, now think about how many times we're going to talk about crusade here briefly. Listen, if you're dissatisfied with Performance Club, the bottom line is you won't continue the crusade. You won't get that BMW that Mr. Nick just talked about. You know, if you're satisfied with being executive director only, you won't continue the crusade to go platinum and above. If you're satisfied with being a platinum, you won't continue the crusade. The crusade would take you higher and higher, as most of you should know and do know. And if you don't believe me, look at the Morris family. They are crusaders to the core. So, you know, in order for us to capitalize on the most incredible compensation plan in the network marketing industry, you know, MidOcean had put a contest out there, for the lack of a better term. Listen, they put it out there. 2013, 2015, we got 2 years to really get it on. 2 years, they put so much money on the table for us to do some great things in 2014. I'm here to tell you, if we just sell and not really become crusaders, we just might miss it. I believe sometimes we get in the motion of just selling just to earn income for our lifestyles, but we're not really focusing on sharing to solve a problem. There was a survey, independent survey that went out. A lot of you had that survey, and the survey surveyed a ton of people between the ages of 18 and 64, and the survey came back and said 57 million Americans have legal issues. We won't go through what those legal issues are, but 90% of them say they believe lawyers cost too much. I think that's a no-brainer. But here's the key point. 9 out of 10 of those respondents said that if it was more affordable to get access to the legal system and have questions answered, they would do that. So there's no question there's a need for it. There's no question there's a need for what we do. We have to become crusaders. That's the bottom line. Think about it when you first signed up. You know, when most of us first signed up with Legal Shield or prepaid, more than likely it was for one of two reasons. Either the income opportunity, the opportunity for some of us to earn some great income, or whether it be personally or residually or passively, or we signed up for the membership service. You know, we either personally experienced.
I have a call that.
Hello? Did I lose everyone?
You never lost me, Tony.
Okay. I just heard some of the background. I thought somebody said, hey, get off the call.
I don't know where it come from, but I heard it in the background.
No worries. But as I was illustrating, the membership service. So, again, we either personally experienced a situation previously ourselves that if we had that service to call an attorney and ask questions or have a letter sent on our behalf, it would have prevented us, a lot of us, from the trouble or the financial problems we had that stemmed from it. Either case, the bottom line is you became a crusader when you joined Legal Shield. See, at the end of the day, I hope somebody's listened to this call. I hope somebody on my team is listening. Because if I'm just talking to myself, that's a blessing because I do know one thing. I know what I have to do. And see, know this. Many associates are called. Yeah, they join. Let's just say they join. But very few are crusaders. The crusaders are ones who stay and fight. During 2013, as you know, we spent a great deal of time on things like training, making phone calls, setting appointments, meetings, PBRs, and all those things are important. But I think we need to spend some time on things that reinforces, reiterates our need to become crusaders to fight for others. You know, how about this one? Here's a couple points real quickly. This will, I think, infuse in you why you need to go out and do what you have to do to have an incredible 2014. How about number one, get your will done. Some of you on the call, I know as new associates, probably have not gotten your will done. I think that you should get it done. Why? Because it's free. I mean, if you don't believe that, just look into the cost of what other states would charge to get that will done. And who would not want to get one of those from you? The second reason why you want to get it is because it's important. You know, I lost my dad when I was two years old. He was shot and killed, terrible situation. He did not have a will, not because he didn't love us. He just didn't know and probably didn't have the funds to get it. But the bottom line, we grew up in poverty. The bottom line, I was sent off to an orphanage. The bottom line, I wasn't raised by my parents. Well, here's the bottom line. I'm a crusader for wills. How about you? See, here's another thing that could get you infused to being a crusader. Call your attorney firm tomorrow. Call them next week. Ask them some questions about matters of a legal importance to you. You experience firsthand their expertise, team, if you haven't already. And if you haven't, well, do it again. Their professionalism, their expertise, their knowledge firsthand will force you to go out and be a crusader. Another one you might do is why not ask your attorney firm to write a letter on your behalf? Oh, my God. I've used this thing so many times, and each situation was resolved. No opposing party wants to deal with a letter from an attorney with many initials after that attorney's name, let alone a letterhead with 50 attorneys on it, such as our provided firm here in South Carolina, Merritt Webb. So we know that somebody you know has or needs a letter sent out. Get your crusade on. You know, some of these things most of you already do, again, as I mentioned, but how about this one? The last two on this note. Scan the newspaper to see what's happening in your state or town. See, some of you probably wondering, what's this got to do with anything? Because, again, some of us are just going through the motions. I know some people on my team were just going through the motions. I know I was just going through the motions. Some of us could sell a membership in our sleep. But we need to become crusaders again. Scan that newspaper. Find out who could really use their rights protected with this service. I came across two articles last week. A lot of you probably heard of this. But Target. Well, you know what Target. Data breach first lawsuits. I mean, there were 40 million credit and debit card accounts of customers hacked. And the bottom line is that people are already starting to see their credit cards used. See, I do know this, whether identifying, restoring, notifying, people need an identity theft that we offer. But we're not going to get it if we're not crusaders. Here's another one that has just boiled your blood, as it boiled mine. There's a situation where somebody in Texas was driving a 60-year-old boy. This 60-year-old boy who was driving drunk killed four innocent people. They went to court, and the court said that he will not get this 20 years of prison time. He suffered from a fluenza. It said that because he was raised in a wealthy environment, his behavior was excused because how he was raised, he didn't know any better. Here's the bottom line of that situation. The message this case sends out about our criminal justice system is chilling. There really are two systems of justice, one for the rich and one for those other people. See, folks, those other people need us. We have to become crusaders. What are we waiting on? And here's the biggest one of all. I believe the biggest one of all is the true product, the real service, where average and ordinary people could do extraordinary things. Average and ordinary people could earn some income like the Moore family and like a lot of these leaders on the phone. And I think that is recruit. Recruiting, 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 don't get it out of that order. See, someone is looking for the opportunity that you have in your hand. Somebody has lost their job this week. Someone cannot feed their children. Someone cannot keep their lights turned on. Someone cannot afford to pay for the medicine to keep them alive. Somebody needs the income, and all we have to do is become crusaders to introduce them to this best opportunity that they could ever find. See, here's the bottom line. There's a great conference call that's going to be announced here after this call, a recruiting blitz call on Friday and Saturday. Wait until you hear the lineup. Become a crusader, get people on that call, as will be announced later on today. Let me get close to winding down, because here's the deal. Our founder, pioneer, and leader, Mr. Stonecipher, decided, as most of you know, to sell the company many years ago. And he sold it to a powerhouse, rock-solid company, Mid-Ocean, $650 million. But here's the bottom line. They went on to pump millions more to change our name, our brand, our website, our bonuses. Why? So we can effectively and efficiently continue the legacy and the crusade. There's that word again, crusade. That has to be the 20th time. The crusade and how and why that we could turn and build an incredible business of wealth for our families. All right, so Mr. Stonecipher, the late Mr. Wilmer Smith, Mr. Kenneth Moore were all crusaders to the core. They were fighting against injustice. All the while, Mr. Moore, I'm sure you agree, you're facing odds and oppositions. Think about this, guys. I think he told me one day the company was operating in the red, and they really didn't earn too much of any commission, but they kept on crusading. They had chargebacks and advanced recoveries, but they still kept on crusading. They had associates quit on them, but they kept on crusading. They had health challenges and health scares, but they kept on crusading. They had to, team. You see, like us, we're chosen. Therefore, they had no choice, and they accepted it as such. Art Williams, the founder of R.A.L. Williams, who built a company that went on to revolutionize and transform the financial service industry, would always say, in his old southern country drawl, "Folks, you know what? When they set your lights out and put you in your casket into the ground, people will either say their lives are dead or their lives are stood. What you going to fight for?" He said, "Folks, we're only here for just a flicker of a second. Team, we have a week left in 2013. Let's just make it count. I mean, you got 7 days of performance club, 7 days of promotion. It all could be done if you just join a crusading club. That crusading club will get you in the performance club. So let's prepare our minds now for 2014. Let's prepare our hearts for 2014. Let's prepare our families for 2014. Let's prepare our teams for 2014. Let me end with this. You know, we have this yellow gold card that we carry around in our pockets, when I say gold, G-O-A-L. And the bottom line is this gold card, we say that 2014 is the year of the battle and the crusade. And if any of us get caught without this card, we have to give up $5. So you can rest assured nobody wants to get caught without this card. See, we believe in 2014 is the year of the crusade. Our commander-in-chief has got to be our God. So in the crusade in 2014, the warriors has got to be Team Legal Shield. The weapon, how we're going to fight this battle, has to be the Legal Shield business opportunity. Yes, the membership is incredible. Yes, the membership does a lot of great things for families, but it's the income opportunity on how we could fight and win. But our mission is clear. Our mission as crusaders is to eradicate injustice, to eliminate the debt that comes from the injustice. to eliminate the poverty that we all know too well, to fight for our families, to fight for our community, to fight for our life. Again, some of you might understand, well, what does this got to do with anything? Listen, I know what it's like to make $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, and I know what it's like to get complacent. But I know there's leaders on this call who's been with the more success family who are making $200,000 to $300,000 to $400,000. But these guys should be multimillionaires in their yearly earnings. When they do it, we get to do it too. So, Mr. Moore, my family and our team are committed, we're coachable, and we're loyal to you and your family and Legal Shield. And as such, there's no question, we will continue the crusade in which you helped start it. And, man, I have to be honest with you, from the bottom of my heart, we thank you dearly for everything you've done and will continue to do for our families. May God bless the Moore Success Team, Legal Shield, the United States of America, but Merry Christmas, everyone. Mr. Moore, I turn the call back over to you, sir.
Wow, Tony, what is inspiration. What a fantastic job, my friend. I'm on the crusade with you. Have been for many years, intend to keep on to the last day of draw of breath. What a great, great message, Tony. I hope everybody received it as was given and goes out there and use it. Randy, are you on the phone?
I am, Mr. Moore. Mr. Barkley, I want to tell you how much we appreciate you and your wife, Charisse, and how inspirational you both are to our team. I know you both work the business together. You're doing an outstanding job. I know she does a little more group business than you do probably, but it takes both of you, and it's just a blessing to have a spouse that definitely supports what you do. I just want to tell you guys how much we appreciate you. We want to wish you a special Merry Christmas, and just appreciate the leadership role that you've taken on our team. And
thank you, sir.
Thank you for being on the call, Mr. Barkley.
Thank you.
Randy, he has a fantastic team down there. I was on the call with him. He gave away so many awards and everything to his team this year. He said he's going to even make it better next year. Don't know how, but they had a good time. I was wanting to be down there with him. I could only be on by the phone, but it was real exciting. Your mother spoke a little bit to him. You know, that's unusual for her. So we just had a good time. We thanked him very much. Randy, do you have someone who's going to make an announcement?
No, I didn't have anyone.
I think Steve Kraft here. Can we throw the line open so he can make an announcement about the call? Can we open?
Yes, I can try.
I hope he's still on.
I'm afraid it's going to be.
I could go ahead and speak on that if you need me to.
Why don't you go back to Tony and cut him off and let Tony say something.
All right, Mr. Barkley, go ahead.
Thank you. You know, while I was preparing to share some information with you, Mr. Crabtree sent me a text and was calling me, and we spoke briefly via text. You know, what a great company when we have leaders like Mr. Crabtree and some other great leaders who are putting together on Friday and Saturday a recruiting blitz call. All the details will be coming out to you guys via text and email. And what we're looking to do is to have a call set up that people could call in, hear about the phenomenal service, but more importantly, incredible opportunity, and get these folks signed up to capitalize on this $99 entry enrollment rate that will go away come 1 January. So just be looking for it. You know, you're going to have people around your house. You've got people sitting around eating turkey and having a good old time. Dial into these calls, okay? We're still working on the lineup, but I think we have 10 people already set for that, and it's going to be life-changing.
Sounds good, Tony. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a holiday season. Let's don't forget to just say Merry Christmas. It's Christ's birthday. But let's remember to love each other, to work with each other, to support each other. We've got such fantastic leaders on our team. I won't even start the name of tonight. But let's do this during this season as we do every day in our life. Let's put God first, family second, Legal Shield third. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas, and may God bless you. Good night.
Good night, everyone.